So after a brief pause for Hurricane Gustav, Republicans are today trying to get their national convention back on track, albeit with some modifications. Keeping a close eye on events in St. Paul are Farai Chidea, our host here at News & Notes, and NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, Farai, how you doing?
Fabulously.
Good to be with you.
Glad to hear that. Ron, let's start with you because let's talk about the plan for the convention moving forward, including today. As I understand it, President Bush, Senator Joe Lieberman are on the agenda. Are the Republicans back on track now?
We'll see when they get into the hall and they try to gin up a little bit more enthusiasm and celebratory showing than they had yesterday. Of course, it was a rather somber affair yesterday. But I have every confidence that they're going to hit it pretty hard right from the top. They're going to try to pivot out of the Gustav story by starting out with having President Bush report on how things have gone. And I think it'll be an upbeat report. It'll be a brief report, and it'll be delivered by a video teleconference. So there will be no physical presence for the president, but he will be there and reporting on his work and his job and how everything went better than Katrina. And while we won't be talking about Katrina, of course, directly, that will be on everyone's mind. Then they're going to move on to some of these other speakers and trying to get back to the business of selling the McCain-Palin ticket and also, of course, going after the Obama-Biden ticket.
Can they? That was going to be my question, Farai. Can they go partisan, or how partisan can they go, given that they said they were not going to do that because, to use their phrase, country first?
They can go as partisan as they want. And I think also there will be surrogates who will be speaking to the media who may not be up on stage, who may have a little more latitude to speak. So that's always something to remember.
Now, Farai, you spoke with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who was leaving the hall sometime before First Lady Laura Bush and Cindy McCain spoke yesterday. Gingrich, of course, is promoting a new documentary on government and religion. He says the GOP made the right decision.
John McCain did exactly the right thing in exactly the right way, because the fact is you couldn't have a convention as business as usual at a moment in time when you had a potentially disastrous hurricane coming on the Gulf Coast. And I hope it looks like it may have been all right. I hope it's okay, in which case they can start the convention again.
Is that pretty much the reaction?
Yeah, I mean, you know, no one here, even if they believed differently, would really say that. One of the things that often typifies Republican advance, and of course this is a generalization, but I think there's some truth to it, is that people stay on message. There's a joke that, you know, I belong to no organized political party, I am a Democrat. And so that's a famous quote from the past. And right now, you did see a lot of unity at the Democratic Convention, but I think that Newt Gingrich also, he has taken the spotlight in a certain way, not as much as Bill Clinton, but people like the heroes of the past, the party's heroes of the past. And so he's taking that role and speaking on behalf of the party.
How much of an adjustment has it been, do you think, Ron, to get the message that they initially wanted, although they had to massage it some because of Gustav?
I think we'll hear that tonight. They're going to bring out a couple of the people who were going to have spoken last night, one of whom, of course, is Joe Lieberman. He is a former Democrat, in fact, was the Democratic nominee for vice president just 8 years ago in the summer of 2000. And he is now an independent. He was defeated for his own renomination by his own party in 2006. So he is going to be here as a spokesperson for those independents who might have drifted away from the Democratic Party, largely on the issue of national security and the handling of Middle East policy. So he's going to talk, and that's going to be another way of shifting away from talking about the hurricane and shifting away from all the other concerns that have swirled around this convention. And we're also going to hear tonight from Fred Thompson, one of the other presidential aspirants who did not do so well in the primaries, lost out to John McCain, one of the brace or trio or quartet of more conservative candidates who split up the more conservative vote and allowed John McCain to win.
One of the things that that you could argue, Farai, was that the Democrats a week ago built their convention to a crescendo, started out slowly by pretty much everyone's assessment and then gradually built up to the speech by Obama on Thursday night. The Republicans, by contrast, seem to start on a really high note with the selection of Sarah Palin, and it was energized, and then Gustav hit. So it seems that they have to rebuild a sort of momentum, don't they?
Well, I was in the hall yesterday. There were it was largely procedural, but then as a bit of candy and excitement, and I don't mean candy in the sense of just being without substance, but you had Cindy McCain and you had the First Lady show up and talk about disaster relief. They did not talk politics. I only mean candy in the sense that as a woman with certain taste, I have to say Cindy McCain's dress was one of the best things I've ever seen. So there was a little bit of splash and dazzle. There was a huge screen with an enormous American flag waving behind. But they kept very on message about the hurricanes. You also had a pastiche of video clips from all of the governors of the Gulf states, including Haley Barbour. They too stayed very much on message. So for the people who were in the hall, there was a little bit of excitement, just enough to keep them going.
How much of that can they rebuild, Ron?
I think that they can once they get around to the more glamorous people on their roster. Now, Mayor Rudy Giuliani of New York was going to be heating things up tonight, but they've decided to move that to tomorrow night. So when they do that, I suspect we'll hear a lot about 9/11. We'll hear a lot about terrorism. We'll hear a lot about some of the issues that have motivated Republicans in the past. We're also going to hear from Sarah Palin, the selection to be vice president. She is going to go straight at the social issues and present the conservative message with respect to that, which I think a lot of these delegates are here to hear, and they're going to be very excited about her, and they're going to show their support for her in a very highly organized, but also, I think, largely sincere and authentic way. And then finally, of course, we'll hear from John McCain, and there is a great deal of strong feeling that the party needs to unite behind John McCain, and whatever doubts some of the people who are here, some of these delegates may have had,
Let me interrupt you to stop. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and continue this in a second. This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. We're back with an update from the Republican National Convention with News and Notes host Farai Chidea, Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Let's jump right back into it. Ron, sorry about that. We were up against the clock, and I didn't give you an opportunity to finish your thought about how and whether the Republicans could rebuild the momentum that they need going toward the end of their convention.
I think it really does depend on getting up their big gun speakers, getting those people out there on television, and then showing a lot of enthusiasm down on the floor of the hall. Yesterday, we didn't even have a band. So, if there's no music and there's no sense of excitement around the speakers that are going to be presented, then these conventions really do turn into business meetings with too many people present. I think that we're going to see this turn around fairly quickly. They're going to really make an effort to juice it up tonight. And so we're all, of course, grateful that the storm did not prove as bad as was anticipated, and there could be something of a celebratory aspect around that news as well.
Let's talk about the delegates themselves. William Owens Jr., for example, was in the convention hall promoting his new anti-Obama book. He was getting a lot of attention, but he did give us a moment. Here's what he had to say about the abbreviated proceedings.
As McCain says, you have to put country first, and this is a situation. It has serious consequences, and we just need to see to business. And of course, I hope that the Republican Party don't drop the ball in taking care of business here, because this is a very important candidacy. It's a very important next 4 years for us. And so I think they're doing what they see that's in the best interest of the country.
Farai, one of the things we're understanding here, there's a report out that talks about the fact that African-American members of the GOP who are at the convention are few and very far between.
Well, the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies is one of the premier think tanks that really deals with African-American issues in politics. And they released a study that basically says that there has been a 78% decline between the 2008 GOP convention and the 2004 convention in the percentage of delegates. That this time around, there's 1.5% of the delegates are black, as basically below a record setting 6.7% in 2004. That's according to their calculation, and they went so far as to list by state the black delegates. And they basically say in their report that it's the Obama factor. And as you've heard on our show, News and Notes, when we did our roundtable on black Republicans and conservatives, you had a split. It seems like at least half of the black conservatives are going for Obama this time around. So you see basically this historical clash between the values and the party affiliation of black conservatives and Republicans with this idea that a black man could be the president of the United States. And that's what this study reinforces.
Ron, do you get a sense at all that the Republicans are A, aware of this, or B, concerned about it?
I don't think most people who are delegates to the convention are aware of those numbers. I think they would be surprised to hear those numbers. When they have had a chance to look around at their fellow delegates, they may notice, as I think it is visible, that there are fewer African Americans than there were in 04 or in 2000. There was a good deal of controversy back in those conventions about how the still rather small number of African Americans were frequently featured on television. The cameras seemed to dwell on them. There seemed to have been a certain amount of effort made to single them out. And that's going to be more difficult this time. And I think people are going to start noticing if they see the same five or six faces over and over. So there has been a real change here. Perhaps the level of effort that was made by the Bush campaign in 2000 and 2004 to get as many African Americans to the convention as possible was not replicated this year, in addition then to that Obama factor that Farai mentioned.
One of the issues is whether or not the issues of interest to African Americans specifically are on the radar of the GOP. June Wood from Fayetteville, Arkansas, believes most African Americans who are Republicans, she says actually that most African Americans are Republican without knowing it. She says there are many issues affecting them, but there's one key concern for her.
Without national security, you don't have anything else. You know, once the things that's kind of going on internationally happen in your backyard, then you don't care about anything else. And also, you know, not so much as national security, but with Gustav that's happening, with the hurricane and all, people just kind of pulled together. And when 9/11 happened, people just pulled together. So, and with the other issues that the candidates are talking about, people don't kind of pull together for those things. I mean, they do, but not in a way where it's so recognizable. And I think national security, if that's ever affected, everybody. There are no Democrats or Republicans. There are Americans.
So, Farai, from the standpoint of African Americans and Republicans, are there issues that can be parsed out specifically to African Americans?
Well, the issue I heard the most often was education. A lot of people support voucher programs, and so they are basically saying the public schools in America are in such desperate straits that you need voucher programs. That's the number one thing I heard.
Brian, let's bring the conversation to a close with this. What can we expect to see over the coming days? I guess that would be today, Wednesday, and Thursday, as far as the GOP is concerned.
I think there'll be a great deal of effort to rally behind Sarah Palin. There have been questions raised about her background, about some of the things she did as governor and as mayor of the city of Wasilla in Alaska, whether or not she had always been opposed to the earmarks that John McCain says she opposes now, things of that nature, also questions about her family life. And I think there's going to be a lot of rallying behind her, particularly by Republican women, and there are many here. And they're going to say, this woman represents the aspirations of all American women, regardless of party, and we should all be rallying behind her. And there's going to be a lot of heat behind it. And then, of course, also, not to be entirely upstaged, this is John McCain's convention. It is here to nominate him for president. And the party is going to unite behind him and Sarah Palin, I think, to a greater degree than it might have done with some of the other vice presidential choices that John McCain himself was putting forward.
Ron Elving, Farai Chidea, thank you both very much.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
That was News & Notes host Farai Chidea and NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. They both joined us from NPR's special convention studios in St. Paul, Minnesota.